The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. Salvation is given, and must be received. Once received, forever shall it belong to the redeemed. June 19, 2007. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord for a brother in Christ. Lord, can our salvation be lost? Thus says the Lord. Timothy. Write, as I speak. Hear my words, and give me glory. For in my word is glory, even the truth, of which no man shall change. For if any man attempts to change that which I have spoken, for his own glory, or in the serving of the evil one, even that man shall I destroy, says the Lord. So then, you have come before me asking on your brother's behalf, though he asks in the testing of you, yet not according to the truth, or that written in the Scriptures, but according to the doctrines of men, of which he has already accepted. Yet I will speak for the sake of your asking, and for the edification of him you call brother. For he is my son also, though he does not yet believe you are who you claim to be. And for this reason, I have commanded you to write my words, so for surety all may know and understand, that salvation gained, is assured. For it is not by gain, you have received it, rather it is by grace, the gift of the Father, ransomed, through the blood of the Son. Therefore, concerning all these the Father has given me, I shall not lose one. For those who come to me, are drawn to me by the Father, and shall in no wise be cast out. Yet there are those among you, who say it is written by the prophet, that when the righteous turn from their righteousness, and commit iniquity, the Father will in turn remember their righteous deeds no more. And because of their unfaithfulness, they shall surely die. This saying is true, and was spoken by the prophets of old, according to the old covenant, and should indeed be taken to heart. Yet understand this, all you haughty scholars, and prideful teachers, even all you who call of yourselves Christian, who make arrogant assertions without knowledge. You lack trust, and have no understanding, nor do you know your God, nor that covenant written in my own blood, which is the new and everlasting covenant. For I died, behold, I am risen, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And as I live, so shall the penitent man live, even if he should turn and stumble, his salvation is in no wise lost to him. For he has an advocate with the Father, one who stands in his place, having already paid the full price for his transgression. Behold, his sin is remembered no more, cast into a dark sea of forgetfulness. And oh how blessed are those who strive always to make their repentance full, says the Lord. Yet there are many who call of themselves Christian, who say, if a man turn from the Lord and commit wickedness, even this same man has lost his salvation, and shall suffer in the fires of hell. Again I say to you, you know neither me nor my Father, who is in heaven. For if you knew him, and had truly accepted me and my word, then I would live in you. And if I truly lived in you, you would understand God's mercy, which endures forever. I am that mercy, who lives forever to intercede on your behalf. Therefore, O arrogant generation, you do greatly err. For upon this one truth is the kingdom built, and everlasting life established. Salvation received in me is forever, as I am forever, and unchanging. For I have already told you, this is a cord which cannot be broken. It is made of the finest thread, and the strongest steel. And in no wise shall death prevail. And by no means shall one be cast into hell, to suffer day and night without end. This teaching is false. Myth, borrowed from the deceiver, who upon all pagan religion was built. Sons of men, know you not what the Scriptures say? That whosoever believes in the Son abides forever, and whoever has not the Son shall perish, and not see life. How then shall one say, that whether one believes, or believes not, both have eternal life? This teaching among the churches is of the church called Mother, and is of her father the devil, of which she continually emulates, seeking after her own glory, which she claims she had received from me. She shall be torn in pieces. Behold, the day is coming, and is already here, when this world shall be judged. Yes, it has come, and is yet coming. Yet there are those among you, of whom I love, who say they love me, yet do not obey my voice, nor will they listen. For they do adhere closely to the doctrines and traditions of men, even to all their holidays, which are perverse in my sight, mixing that which is holy with the profane, as a harlot perverting her way among many lovers. So then behold the day, where all those who come to me in truth, being fully converted in their hearts, who also obey my voice, and keep the commandments, shall be taken. Behold, they shall surely be gone from this place. Yet to the rest, though they have called on my name, the name by which I am known among them, with raised hands, and many supplications, even unto vain babblings, they shall surely be left. For I have looked upon them, I have peered deep within, and I know they are not truly converted in their hearts, neither will they hearken to my voice, nor will they give heed to my commandments. For they do always dishonor me, as they pervert my name among the people, by all they say and do. Yes, even these, who call of themselves Christian, shall be left in the midst of thick clouds and darkness, on that day. For it is a day of refinement and tears, a day of heavy sorrows and bitter weeping. Therefore, I ask you, have these lost their salvation? Had they truly received? Do I live in them? For all who truly receive of me, know me, and I live in them. And if I live in them, then in no wise will these turn away. For one who abides in my love shall never leave it. For they have tasted of the divine gift, and have looked upon my glory. They will not depart from me, but rest securely at my right hand. These are my sheep, the tame of my flock. They call out, and I do hear them, even as I had called to them, and they did hear. All my sheep hear my voice, and know the sound of my voice, and seek to follow me wheresoever I lead them. Yet there are many scattered sheep who remain wild, who have also been given me of my Father. These I must bring also. Lo, they shall be tried in the furnace, refined by fire unto pure white stones, of which all shall be given new names. They shall come to me by great tribulation, and shall be made white in my own blood, bringing glory to my name, even the name of the Father, who is in heaven, the name we share. And they shall all become one flock, with one shepherd. Behold, I shall be their God, and they shall be my people, forever, says the Lord. For salvation has come, and shall in no wise depart from my people. For that which was corrupted is made new in me, and will soon be refashioned of that which is incorruptible. For all who come to me in sincerity and in truth are saved, having been saved from the beginning. And all those who say they know me, then turn away, never really knew me, nor had they truly come to me, having spoken in vain. Thus by the heart is one judged, of which I know, for nothing is hidden before me. I made you, and know you, having always known you. Even those who will yet come to me, I see, and know. For I see you as you are, and will be, with me, where I am. Thus salvation cannot be lost, once given. For it is only given to those who will receive. For those written in my book were written there, from the foundation of the world, of which I was also slain. Behold, I am risen, for I am, and life is, because of me. So then that atoned for by my blood is far-reaching, even across all boundaries, life and death, time and space. For even those before me were after me, and knew the Father, who knowing him, knew and saw the time of my coming, having repented before the Father in his name, which is also my name, the name we shared, before the world was made. Therefore, understand glory, and the power of the cross, by which I have sprinkled all nations, all peoples, and all men. Only one's complete rejection of this truth, in the hating of my name, keeps them from salvation and life, of which I offer them in rivers of living water, mixed with my own blood, which is poured out from my side, of which all must drink, even to the eating of my flesh, to have life. Life, without end. And so the day is coming, and is already here, when all shall know God, and the power of the Messiah, when all shall sit before my throne, some to my right hand, and some to my left. Even so. Amen. Therefore, let it be done, and come to pass, according to how it is, and was written. Behold, even by my own hand shall all things be fulfilled. Come to me therefore. Come to me in spirit, and in truth. Beloved, gather around, and let me heal you, and sanctify you. Your salvation is assured.